All these people work extremely hard, much harder than any of us. So they really make it possible. I must say thank you to them for all year. Now please, will you see me tomorrow? What time am I on tomorrow? Yes, it's at 6 o'clock tomorrow, 6 till 8 I'm coming on. And it's the same time on Sunday the 27th, 6 till 8, so I'll see you then. And I'll leave you in the capable hands of Mr. Ian Dale now. Very good afternoon to you. Enjoy Christmas night.
Will be £100 in war gratuities and 30 new pence for the fanfare. We'll be right back.
to you. This is Radio Eleanor on a Christmas Day afternoon. Thanks very much to Nick James for the last couple of hours of wonderful music here on The Sound of the Nation. This is Radio Eleanor, 266 metres medium wave. That's 1125 kilohertz AM if you've just got yourself a new radio for Christmas. 4 minutes past three is the time now, as I said, and thanks to everybody for their Christmas cards. I've received some more only today, and I shall be giving you a few mentions a little bit later on, okay? One off is Slade in the B-side of one of their recent singles. The single was called Lock Up Your Daughters. This is called Sign of the Times. Good afternoon to you.
A supersonic return flight. It's a sign of the times. On days we've seen a man upon the moon. Sign up.
Come a long way since the days when they were playing things like Mama Were All Crazy Now and all those noisy things back in the early 70s. That's Slade, and one which is in fact the B-side of one of their most recent singles. It's a thing called Sign of the Times, and I thought that was well worth playing because it's rather good, wouldn't you agree? Right, I'm told that we're going to have a phone in very soon indeed, so I shall sort out the phone number for you in the next few minutes and let you know about that. So if you fancy phoning in for an instant dedication here on Radio Eleanor, well, stand by your telephones and get your dialing fingers ready, because we shall give you a number in the very, very near future.
Hello and welcome to the wonderful world of sound.
Yes, indeed, the wonderful world of sound for Christmas Day, Radio Eleanor. And this is Thin Lizzy.
I want to complain about Ian Dale.
Don't we all?
I complained with these shoes on. He had them 3 weeks.
A certain fascination. But it can only bring you down. You better turn yourself around. Turn yourself around. Turn it upside down. Turn yourself around. Well, that's too love. You play too hard, too much rough stuff. You're too smart, so cold. That bad reputation has made you old.
chaps, what a groovy little sound. Played that the other day. That's Thin Lizzy and one called Bad Reputation, and that came out in 1981, if I'm not mistaken, on the Live Killers EP. That was the first time that was in fact available on the 7-inch. Well, just remind you, this is Radio Eleanor, the sound of the nation, 266 metres medium wave, 1125 kilohertz AM. Good afternoon to you. It's just about 14 and a half minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock, and it's Ian Dale on the air right the way through till 5 today with the very finest in music, and we should be having a phone-in very, very soon indeed. So get your dialing fingers ready, and I'll give you the phone number for that in just a few minutes, all right? Another one that I played the other day is this oldie from the Kinks, and one of my favourite records of theirs. This is called Waterloo Sunset.
Dirty old river that you keep rolling, rolling into the night. People so busy make me feel dizzy. Taxi lights shine so bright, but I don't need no friend. As long as I gaze up, want to live.
Time longer than I really care to remember. That's music from the Kinks and one called Waterloo Sunset, and I was very pleased to finally acquire that on the Old Gold record label just a few days ago, and consequently I've been playing it almost non-stop ever since, because I think it's a rather splendid record, that, and I hope you agree with that. Anyway, I must say hello now to Peanut Kenny, our station manager, who's currently listening out there in the other studio. Very good Christmas Day to you. Hope you're enjoying yourself, Ken. And the funny thing was, I went round to see my auntie before, as you would do on Christmas Day, and she said, we were listening to this awfully nice young man before. I think his name was Peanut Kenny. Yes, she was listening last night to Peanut Kenny, and she's dead impressed. So, hello to Peanut Kenny from me auntie. And much more music now coming up. And this one comes from the Human League. It's the latest one from them.
I shook you up and turned you around, turned you into someone new. Now 5 years later on, you've got the world at your feet. Success has been so easy for you. But don't forget, it's me who put you where you are now. And
Chaps, that's the Human League, the ladies from them. It's called Don't You Want Me Baby. And talking of leagues, do you realise that both Tranmere Rovers matches over the holiday have been called off? Gosh, I won't be able to take Jenny to any wonderful football matches. I bet she's grinning away on hearing that. Right, a letter now from Ruth L of 35 Robinson Road, Liverland, Liverpool, L21 7QZ, which was intended for today, so it's a good time to do it, I suppose. And it says, Dear Ian, if possible, could you read this on your show on Christmas Day? Otherwise, any other time will do. Although I've got to go to work on Christmas Day, I'll only be there from about 7 to 9am with a bit of luck. Tar very much for the official Radio Eleanor Christmas card that you send. My mum was rather amused with the picture on the front of it. And to anybody that hasn't seen the picture on the front of our official Radio Eleanor Christmas card, it's in fact a drunken Father Christmas lying asleep on his sack. Anyway, as you will probably have a lot of letters to read out, I'll keep this one short. So before I go, say hi to Joanne, Jimmy Gyro, Rapunzel, Pneumonia, Penny Lane, Polly Filler, Steve Kane, Red Baron, White Wolf, Pseudonym, Tara, Rick Bowker, and everybody else who's listening. Well, it's goodbye for now. Don't do anything I wouldn't do over Christmas, and that one comes from Ruth L. But let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 kisses on the bottom, so that's not bad for Christmas. Thanks very much for the letter, Ruth L. And contrary to what you say, there haven't been that many letters to read out for Christmas, so I hope that when we give the phone number out in a few minutes' time, we shall get rather a lot of people phoning in. Let's hope so anyway. For Ruth L. and all the aforementioned people, a splendid piece of music now from Horselips. This is taken from their album The Man Who Built America and a former single here on Radio Eleanor. This one's called Loneliness. Good afternoon, if you just tuned in. It's Ian Dale through till 5 this afternoon with the very best in music. Currently the time is 24 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. This is Horselips and a record called Loneliness. Thank you.
complain about Ian Dial.
You want to complain? Look at these shoes on. I had them 3 weeks and the ears are worn right through.
No, I want to complain
if you complain, nothing happens. You might as well not bother.
Oh,
I'm a back here, and we're in a fine day, and I'm sick and tired of this office.
Thank you very much. It's about 28 and a half minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. But as it's a Christmas day and you've probably got nothing to do, you probably don't want to know the time. That was Horselips, taken from the album The Man Who Built America, and a very fine album it was too. And we're playing that one for Ruth L, who also wishes us to give a mention to Joanne, Jimmy Gyro, Rapunzel, Pneumonia, Penny Lane, Polly Villa, Steve Kane, Red Baron, White Wolf, Pseudonym, Tara, Rick Bowker, and anyone else who's listening. Well, I hope there's some other people listening out there. And don't forget, in just a very few minutes' time, we shall be having that phone in. She'll be giving you the phone number out for that very soon indeed. So stay tuned for that, because I'm sure you would like a mention on this Christmas Day. Good grief, there's nothing very exciting on the telly. In fact, it just struck me a few moments ago that I was clashing with the Queen's speech, so I've had to do the first quarter of an hour of this programme standing up. In fact, I've sat down now, but the first quarter of an hour of this programme I had to do standing up as it was the Queen's speech, you know, just to show a little bit of respect. So you know, I thought she'll appreciate that. She'll probably phone in, and the phone in a bit later on anyway. So if you're listening, Your Majesty, I hope you're enjoying the programme, and I hope you didn't get too bored by making that stupid speech that you make this time every year. This is the Talking Heads from earlier on in the year, and a single from the album Remaining Light. This is one called Once in a Lifetime. Good afternoon.
And you may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
Having to interrupt the Talking Heads there just for a couple of seconds to tell you that the phone lines are now open and will remain open for about 20 minutes or so, and that's all important phone number, so get yourself a piece of paper and a pen together. It's 677-5120, and add to that an 051 before that if you're outside the Merseyside area. So the full number, including the STD code, is 051-677-5120. Phone lines are open for around about 20 minutes. 051-677-5120 for reception reports, requests and dedications. And bearing in mind, we've got an awful lot to do this afternoon. If you could keep it as brief as possible, please. Thank you very much.
Same as it ever was. Same as it ever was. Same as it ever was.
Under the rock.
it's the same as it ever was, so they say. Another track from that album before the end of the programme at 5 o'clock, all being well. The Talking Heads, taken from the LP called Remain in Light on the Sire record label. That was a single which sort of put them on the map, rather, in 1981. And one called, what was it called? It was called Once in a Lifetime. Stupid Dale, forgetting that. Just remind you once again, if you've just tuned in this moment, the phone lines have just opened up for another quarter of an hour to 20 minutes or so, and that all-important phone number, 051-677-5120. That's 051-677-5120. And of course, the 051 is only necessary should you be outside the Merseyside Darling area. And of course, that's the phone number for requests and dedications, given that we've got the record you asked for in the studio, that is. Also, reception reports and various other mentions. And if you'd like to particularly wish a Merry Christmas to anybody. It's a bit late now, being halfway through Christmas Day, but I hope your Christmas Day's gone well anyway, and I hope you got lots and lots of prezzies. One very interesting thing that I got was a pen with a sort of digital clock in it, and I intended to bring it in, really, and pose with it, but I forgot to do so. I've never seen such a thing before, but it was really quite interesting. It was a pen with a digital watch in the top, so quite interesting, that. Anyway, if Jenny's listening out there in North Wales, you better have me, otherwise I'll come down there and spank her later on. This next record's for you. It comes from you two, and I know it's one of your particular favourites, my love. This is called Gloria, and thank you very much for my prezzy, which I shall be playing some of later on in the show, no doubt. And if you're listening, why not give us a phone call, Jan? I'd love to hear from you. the B-side than we do of that side of that single. Did you understand that? I'm not sure I did. That's U2, and one called Gloria, and on the B-side of that is a track called I Will Follow, which is a live version, and what I really intended to say was that we play that more often than we do the A-side, because it's probably better. Still, that's down to personal choice, I suppose. A letter now from Howard Rothwell of 24 Unit Road, Ainsdale, Southport, Merseyside, PR83NL, and had the pleasure of him phoning in last night in the phone-in. Let's hope he will be on to us again shortly today. And he says, "Dear Ian, please find enclosed a Christmas card, and in answer to this week's competition, I think Jenny is about 5'6" tall. If I win, please send me the Human League, Don't You Want Me?" I'm sorry about that, Howard. Of course, you're a bit late for the competition, because I only got this letter. I think it was yesterday or the day before, really not sure. And he goes on to say, to add a bit of variety to the station, perhaps Bert Williams could present a Golden Oldies show on one of your Christmas broadcasts, as I am sure that I'm not the only listener who would be glad to hear him back on the airwaves. Is that possible? Well, as you know, Howard, you phoned in last night, and Bert answered that himself, and he didn't really give you a very positive answer, but still, I think he answered the question as best he could, because he just doesn't know what he's doing. So, as requested now for Howard Rothwell, one from the Fun Boy 3 called The Lunatics Have Taken Over the Asylum. But before we play that, just a quick reminder of that phone number, which is open now for about, I should say another 10 minutes or possibly a little bit more. That number once again is 051-677-5120, and if you do phone up, please make your dedication or whatever, or your reception report, as brief as possible, because as you can imagine, we've got a lot of calls to fit in a very short period. So once again, 051 if you're outside the Merseyside dialing area, 677-5120.
Much more music
in Dale.
All together,
the hit just keep on coming.
Take away.